start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Jay Allen on Safety FM.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast has been brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. There are consultants that want to help you get to the safety culture that you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com. Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Welcome to episode 6 of the mini. So a few weeks ago, we actually posted on our website under our blog section about National Suicide Prevention Day. And National Suicide Prevention Day is coming up on September 10th. On the blog post, there was an article that was referenced from the New York Post. And it dealt with a story about a nurse who killed herself after being bullied at the workplace. Since we actually put that blog post up, we've had several conversations and interaction with people wanting to understand exactly how to go about this. They want to know, on how do you tie this in to safety? And how is bullying looked at inside of the safety, I guess, arena would be really more the way to word that. I went around and I played with some different websites and took a look. And a lot of it's going to deal directly with how your organization and state sees bullying is going to play a huge factor. But I actually went to a website called stopbullying.gov. Now, this website talks about the different laws and policies that are available, what states only look at the laws, what states only look at the policies, and what states have absolutely no data whatsoever about them. As we speak today, there are only 8 states that have laws only, but the rest of them are both law and policy state. I would recommend strongly on you actually taking a look at this website called stopbullying.gov, and we'll put a reference inside of the link inside of the description of the podcast. Now, as I did say, this is a mini, so we're only going to go over briefly information about the website. The website has different types of information available. It talks about bullying, cyberbullying, and what you can do for prevention, and where are the resources. To probably answer the question best, I would have to say this. Bullying will be looked at depending on how your organization has it set up and what laws are available within the state that you actually work in. So for more information, go to stopbullying.gov. This website actually has tons of information that are available. It gives you the breakdown on what to do in situations. It talks about the problem if somebody's at risk of being harmed. It talks about if somebody's feeling helpless, hopeless, or thinking of suicide, what to do from that particular standpoint. And this is a lot of information that's available because of the people that are feeling bullied and exactly some of their thought process that what goes on afterwards. And then the other side is, of course, the people that are doing the bullying. I'm going to reference, just go to this particular website, take a look at what they have information-wise. And like I said, it's called stopbullying.gov. Now, next week, as we've discussed earlier, September the 10th is Suicide Prevention Day. And this is the day that we're going to talk about on our next podcast. So please make sure that you tune in for our next podcast about Suicide Prevention Day, September the 10th. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, Be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.